Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
This is why we preach against staying ignorant. This is why we preach against stupidity, because it keeps you in bondage and in poverty. And when you're impoverished, you are no help. You are not effective to anybody, not yourself, not your family, not your kids, not your ministry, not your church. You become a dependent. You become someone that's just laying on my tail, dragging around. This is why it's important to receive your empowerment today. Because if you receive your empowerment today, then hopefully something will stir up inside of you and you'll start being more sensitive to the God ideas.
Amen.
And you'll start moving in the power to obtain wealth. How do you do this? Enter God's presence to receive his command. Our God ideas are God commands. I'll repeat that. God ideas are God commands. So if they're God commands, then you need to be in his presence to receive his command. Does that make sense?
Amen.
It's kind of like saying, I have instructions for you. Apostle April has some instructions for you. And you say, okay, but you never come to me to receive the instruction. You look at everyone else. You go on to everybody else instead of the source. You run a so-and-so conference over yonder to another coast, sit in the conference for 2 hours, paying for a hotel, rental car, gas, food, so on the seat. You go everywhere else. But your instructions was from Apostle April. Going everywhere else, but not the source. God is saying, I got some commands for you. I got your ideas, but you're not in the perfect place. You're not in the secret place. You're not in my presence to receive the command. Stay in God's presence to receive his plan. God is talking to you.
Listening.
There's some 8 facts. And then I'm out of here. 8 facts you should know about ideas. Number one, an uncommon idea comes through observation of what is around you. I'll repeat it. An uncommon idea comes through observation of what is around you. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Spiritually and naturally. Open your eyes, observe, and God will speak through you. God will speak to you. He will show you things. He will download ideas. But you got to stay connected spiritually. You got to stay in his presence. Your ear gate, your eye gate must remain unblocked. How do you do that? Staying in his presence, keeping a lifestyle of worship, omitting sin out of your life. No blockage, no barricade, so that God can speak freely to you. Number two, an uncommon idea will help people. God will never place an idea inside of you that will harm people, that will hurt people. So if God is saying for you to kill somebody, I'm telling you that's pretty much not God. If he's telling you, you need to fill on that underage child. God. If he's telling you to fill on that married man, not God. If he's telling you to become somebody's side piece, side chick, mistress, not a God idea. If he's telling you to abuse your body, kill your brain cell through substance abuse, injecting drugs, not a God idea. If he's telling you to harm your body, not a God idea. Telling you to abuse your children, not a God idea. Telling you to dishonor your elders, not a God idea.
When?
Telling you to dishonor your apostles, your covering, not a God idea. Why? Because it always will help someone. Will always esteem someone.
Come on now.
Show honor. Will always show honor. Number three, an uncommon idea from God will solve problems for somebody. It will solve. Not only will it help, it will solve. You're called. I preached on that. I said we are called at the very bare minimum because a lot of people don't know what they're put on this earth for. So before we get all deep in with you and say you're called to be a seer, you're called to be an evangelist, you're called to be a bishop. Before we get that deep, let me just share with you, we're all called to be problem solvers.
That's right.
Today's what? Thursday? Throughout this week, how many problems have you solved?
My God.
Matter of fact, how many problems have you created?
Woo!
Whose problem have you been a part of? I'm going to move on from that one. Number four, an uncommon idea is a solution that eliminates stress and increases enthusiasm and joy. Let me tell you something. God ideas are uncommon ideas. His uncommon ideas will always eliminate stress and increase enthusiasm and joy. I'm a problem solver. That's my DNA. You might as well say, what does a prel mean? A prel is such an uncommon name. Well, my name means problem solver. That means that the very interaction of being in contact with a prel, I ought to eliminate some stress and bring you enthusiasm and joy. Every prophetic coaching that we have, every prophetic coaching call that we have, it eliminates stress off people's lives. And increases their enthusiasm and their joy. Nobody leaves my presence. Nobody hangs up a phone call from me. Nobody will leave my presence or my husband's presence more downtrodden and more stressed. That's not what we're called to do. Apostle Smith is in here clapping. I'm speaking to Apostle Smith's spirit if I'm not speaking to nobody else.
He's going to preach, woman of God.
I got to keep going. Woo! Number five.
Yes.
Jesus.
An uncommon idea can come to you, whether it is respected by those around you or not. You got to understand that. It's your idea. God spoke to you. My God, let me give you an example. We were talking to a lady on a prophetic coaching call. God gave her an uncommon idea. Do you not know that someone close to her shut it down and said no? Now they living in a ghetto, living in a hood with nothing to their name. I said, let me tell you something. When God gives you an idea, you act on it. It is depending on your life and the livelihood of your family. Doesn't matter if other people respect it or not. There were many people who did not respect the God idea of picking up and packing up and doing an Abram move and moving from Illinois to Florida. But guess what? Even in the face of my enemies, even in the face of those that did not respect it, my husband and I knew it was a God idea. We knew that this was the land of milk and honey, and we got up, ran, and rested our feet on Florida soil. And it's been nothing but a blessing. Matter of fact, we're so blessed that we can sometimes go back to Illinois and bring forth fruit from the soil of Florida.
Hallelujah.
Walt Disney was fired. Some of you all don't even know this. You know Disney World, Disney World, Disneyland, Walt Disney, that same Walt Disney. Did you not know he was fired from a newspaper? He used to work at a newspaper company. Do you not know the reason why he was fired? The newspaper company fired Walt Disney because he was, in quotes, not creative enough. Wow. So Walt Disney said, huh, you don't see what God placed in me. You fire me, you'll regret it. He went out there, did his own thing. Now, generations later, he's still, the family is still containing the wealth. It's still family owned, some aspects of it. And they are now a billionaire company, a billionaire establishment. Why? Because us and our sanctified selves, we can go there and have some fun. God gave him the idea to help his people go and escape from reality and have fun, to release some endorphins, to go and take our children somewhere, to feed their creativity, their imagination, to go there and restructure your family, rekindle relationships. God knew what he was doing when he was establishing that amusement park, those attractions, so that we can dream, so that we can dream that one day, we'll take our family there. And those of you all that have been can testify. You might say it was too hot. You might say it was too crowded. But overall, it's a magical place.
Amen.
That's why Orlando, Florida is what? The number one tourist attraction or family tourist attraction in America. Let me move on.
World.
See, God wants, see, you think Walt Disney was the only one? You think just because? Just because Walt Disney created Disney World, there's no room on this earth for your amusement park? Don't you tell me, I have big aspirations. Don't you know I want to own my own music, my own amusement park? Oh, I knew about this way before I even started ministry. I have dreams for, I love go-karting, but I love a certain track. I said, Lord, I want a lot of land because I want this to be the number one go-kart track in America. I have aspirations. They don't all involve the Bible. You know why? Because the Lord is on my side, and he said, I've given you power to obtain wealth. He said, use the word of God, but everything I give you in your idea may not be scriptural, may not be ministry related. I might cause you to have an invention that helps people comb their hair. I might cause you to birth out a vision that brings out a new cemetery, a new way to bury dead bodies. I might have a witty invention that may have you having your own skating rink or having your own ice rink or creating your own boat or yacht. God wants to expand your imagination.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
It is.
It's going over their heads. Amen. Come on, keep reaching.
Things that I'm saying, some of this is going over your head. Why? Because some of you all have been stuck on the same corner for the last four generations. I said that yesterday. I don't know about moving. My mama was here, my mammy before that, my great aunt, my uncle, he died around the corner. My aunt is buried across town. This is all I know. And God has been trying to push you to your comfort zone. God has been wanting to show you more. It's not for the world to see the world. We're in the world, not of the world.
Come on now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Guess what? You have permission from God to see the world. You have permission to see Egypt's pyramids. You have permission to travel across the nation. You have permission to take cruises. You have permission to go on a hot air balloon. You have permission from God. Is it not the earth, the Lord, and the fullness thereof? So God gave us the world, dominion of the world. You have protection. There's some people. Child, I wouldn't be traveling now. They killing people. They shooting people. I just stay right in my home. Well, you just stay right in your house. I'm seeing the world. Because
yeah.
It's for me than against me. I know that wherever I go, my angels are with me. I refuse to let the enemy allow me to clip my imagination, to clip my creativity, to make me so scared that I'm hiding in the corner of my home, using a bathroom in a corner. Are you kidding me? I'm like a lion. When I get up out of the bed, see, the enemy, he doesn't sleep. He seeks to and fro who he may devour. So when I get up out the bed, I say, sucks for you, Satan, because I got a good night's rest, and I'm charging at you right now. Get out of my house. Get out of my home. Get out of my region. I come bucking at Satan because I'm letting him know he has no authority. Same for you. That's why I free my mind of creativity. That's why I free my mind so that I can allow the Holy Spirit give me a God idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Let me move on. Number six.
Amen.
You eight. Number six. An uncommon idea can create uncommon wealth. Boom. Drop the mic. A lot of us want money. See, you want it the opposite. You want money first, and then you're saying, God, I'll come up with the idea later. God is saying, get the idea first, then the money will come.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I saw about 20 bubbles popped. I'm sorry I had to be the one to pop your bubble. I'm sorry I had to be the one to pop your bubble, but this is what it is. God is saying, grab the idea first, then the money shall come. A God-inspired idea is a God command. To receive a God command, you need to be in God's presence. When God gives you a command, when God gives you an idea, when God gives you a witty invention, it's always uncommon. God never does anything that is common. Everything that he makes, that he creates, is uncommon. He made you. You're uncommon. He made you. You're unique. He made you. You are in the likeness and image of God. God is uncommon. There's only one you in this earth. They say this world, everybody has a twin. I beg to differ. Maybe resemble me. That's fine. But there will never be another April like me. I tell my husband often, I shrug my shoulder, flirt, and I wink at him. I said, baby, there's only one of me. You better devour it all because you'll never find
Amen.
You'll never find a woman like me. A woman that would touch you like me. A woman that would challenge your mind like me. A woman that would give you love like me. A woman that would feed you like me. A woman that would give you the encouragement, the empowerment. No woman of God that would lay over you in the middle of the night and touch you and speak in tongues over you, decreeing and declaring God's will over your life. You'll never find a woman that would do it to me.
Sure won't. Amen.
And you sure won't find a woman that will give you love and sex like me.
Amen.
Some of you need to remind your spouse that only you can provide what he needs. Only you can provide what she needs. Some of you all need to keep, you know, the Bible says, keep you in remembrance. Some of us need to remind one another how unique your distinct difference to keep the value there. And Apostle does it with me too. He keeps me on my toes. He challenges my mind. Let me tell you something. I'm not an easy cookie. So I knew that it's going to take a strong man to challenge my mind. Why? Because I'm always on the prowl. I'm always seeking. Always searching. So I tell people, when a man used to come around me and court me, I said, challenge my mind. Ooh. It turned them more on. I said, but that's not the effect. I'm not trying to turn you on. I'm giving you a challenge. But they never could meet it. They always came back with, you know, you're so pretty. I know that. My daddy told me before I could say my name that I was beautiful. Come harder.
My God.
This is the type that really I need to teach on, because a lot of you all need to start training your children, your young children, to not be so giddy and gullible because some nasty, no-teeth brushing Negro come around flirting with your daughter and telling her how pretty she is. So what?
Man.
Your daughter should turn around to that no good job turkey and say, come harder. My mama tell me I'm beautiful every day. I look myself in a mirror and tell myself how gorgeous I am. I know about my legs. You know what? One time, this was maybe, I don't know, probably before I was married, I have thick legs. The Lord blessed me with that. Actually, that was imparted. While my mom was pregnant, there was a missionary at the church, and she touched my mom's belly. She said, this woman, this baby is going to have legs like mine. And sure enough, I came out having legs just like that missionary. She's going on to be with the Lord. But I have big, big legs. I love my legs. They're sexy. So when I went,
yes, they are.
Oh, yes. I'm not afraid. Ladies, some of you all ladies need to look in a mirror and tell yourself how sexy you are. Tell yourself how beautiful you are. So I went to, this was years ago, over 10 years ago, trying on some shoes. So I'm right next to the men's section. I was trying on some shoes. This nasty man, somehow the man came up to me old enough to be my dad. He had the audacity to speak to me and say, a man like me know what to do with a woman with legs like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. Now, and I looked at him. First, I was trying to believe if he was talking to me, but it was apparent because I was the only one. And I said, Negro, please. I said, I know what to do with my legs. My father taught me what to do with my legs, and it's to walk away from Negroes like you that doesn't know how to address a woman when you see her, that doesn't know how to treat a lady when you see her. So watch these legs walk away from you, you disgusting man.
My God,
right.
My God.
That is right.
Yeah.
Man.
You all need to have a witty invention, a God idea, and train your kids in an uncommon way that will solve problems so that they don't end up having headlocks, so that they don't end up making the mistakes that you've made in your life.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.